Hello everyone, I'm Vijayan. Today I'm going to talk about a graph management system that we have been working on at Microsoft Research. This work is motivated by two trends that we see today. First, there is a tremendous increase in graph-related data. We all know the typical examples of social network graph, web graph, and road networks. These graphs are paving way to new class of applications that are latency sensitive. For example, consider a search query that accesses a person's social network graph in order to retrieve more relevant results. Such applications have real-time constraints, often in tens of milliseconds. Even workloads such as PageRank, which are traditionally considered as batch-processed workloads, can also have strict time constraints in order to have competitive advantage. To make things more difficult, often the graphs underlying the systems can continuously change. Again, take the example of a social network graph, which continuously evolves. The second trend that we see today is that multi-core platforms are becoming the de facto standard. Today, we can buy really large-scale multi-core machines with terabytes of memory into which we can store graphs and run workloads which are typically run on distributed systems. Unfortunately, the existing graph processing systems lack support to take advantage of both these trends. So we have built a system called Grace, which is an in-memory transactional graph management and processing system. In order to improve performance, Grace implements a number of optimizations. Some of these optimizations are specific to the graph that it stores, whereas others are related to the multi-core platform that it runs on. In addition to this optimization, Grace also provides the ability to create instantaneous read-only graph snapshots and make changes to the graph in a transactional manner. Our evaluation shows that the optimizations that we have made helps Grace get good performance and that it runs better than other alternatives. Now, this is going to be the outline for the rest of my talk. First, I'll begin with a brief overview of the system, and then I'll get into the details of the optimizations we have added into the system. I'll follow this with a brief detail on snapshots and transactional updates on graphs. And towards the end, I'll present a subset of our results and then conclude. Let me start with an overview of the system. Grace runs on a single machine. It loads an entire graph into memory in order to serve queries and updates. Internally, the graphs are managed in smaller partitions. Grace exports a simple C-style-like interface using which you can write traditional graph workloads such as breadth-first search or depth-first search, or query a vertex for its neighbors, or make changes to the graph, or even run highly parallel iterative workloads such as PageRank. And these workloads can also be invoked remotely via an RPC mechanism. The core design of Grace is based on two major characteristics that we see in graph workloads. First, most graph workloads exhibit locality that is specific to the structure of the graph. That is, whenever a workload accesses a vertex, it is very likely to access the vertex neighbors. To give you an example, applying updates in a social network involves traversing the social network graph and making changes to the neighboring nodes. The second characteristic that we see more often in graph workloads is that they are partitionable and parallelizable. Again, for an example, consider the PageRank workload, which can be run on a partitioned data set in a highly parallel manner. Grace takes advantage of these two characteristics and implements graph-aware and multi-core specific optimizations. Before getting on into the optimizations, let me briefly describe the data structures used by Grace. Grace maintains the vertices and edges in an in-memory log, and the edges can point to vertices that are present within the same partition or to other partitions. In addition to them, Grace maintains a vertex index, which is simply a map that maps the vertex ID to its location in memory. An edge pointer array is used to find the location of edges in memory, and there is a vertex allocation map which is used to keep track of the allocation status of vertices. With this brief overview, let's move on to the optimizations. Grace's internal data structures, its external interface, and the algorithms are specifically chosen to support graphs. And out of these things, two things are worth mentioning: how we partition a graph and how we place the vertices in memory. When we began this work, we had two questions. Given that Grace is going to run within a single machine, is it really necessary to partition a graph? And second, given that Grace is going to serve the queries directly from memory and memory accesses are faster, do we really have to carefully arrange the vertices in memory? The answers to both these questions are yes. Partitioning helps us take advantage of the inherent parallelism in multi-core machines. Second, even though memory accesses are faster, especially compared to accessing the data from disk or even from flash, the memory hierarchy itself exhibits widely varying latency differences. So it makes sense to partition and rearrange the vertices in such a way that the neighboring nodes in the graph are placed close together. We try to solve both these problems with the help of graph partitioning algorithms. Graph partitioning is a very well studied area. The basic idea is to divide a graph into smaller subgraphs such that the number of edges that go between the subgraphs is small. Another criteria to optimize for is the balance among the partitions. For example, how many vertices each of these partitions have. There are a number of graph partitioning algorithms, and Grace provides an extensible library into which you can port an existing graph partitioning algorithm or implement a new one. We have added two existing graph partitioning algorithms, a spectral graph partitioning algorithm and the Metis graph partitioner, and also added a new heuristic-based graph partitioning. This technique works by simply assigning a vertex to a partition with the least number of non-neighboring vertices. That is, when all things being equal, heuristic partitioning assigns a vertex to a partition with the most number of neighbors. However, it tries to avoid the degenerate case where all the vertices of a graph go into one single partition. In order to compare the effectiveness of graph partitioning algorithm, we also implemented a simple graph-agnostic hash partitioning, which simply hashes on the vertex ID and assigns it to a partition. We use the hash, heuristic, and Metis partitioning for dividing a graph into smaller subgraphs, and use the spectral partitioning for laying out the vertices in memory. And the way we do that is by recursively dividing a graph into smaller subgraphs until the subgraph is small enough to fit within a cache line. If we assume that the graph partitioning is doing the right thing by putting the neighbors close together, then when we recompose all those subgraphs back together, we get a nice layout where the neighbors are closely arranged with each other. I'll talk about the effectiveness of these techniques later in the evaluation, but for now, I'll move on to the next topic, which is how we take advantage of the parallelism in multi-core systems. In order to support highly parallel iterative computations such as PageRank, Grace implements a bulk synchronous parallel model. In this model, parallel computations are executed in sequences of iteration. And within each iteration, computations can exchange updates with each other. When a computation finishes its execution in an iteration, it waits on a barrier so that all the other computations can finish before moving on to the next iteration. This is a very popular model. For example, Google's Pregl implements this model. Grace implements this model and makes two optimizations to it. First, there can be a load balancing issue. If a graph partitioning becomes hot, the computation that runs on that partition can take longer to complete, thereby reducing the parallelism and affecting the overall runtime. And this problem can be solved with the help of work sharing. More specifically, Grace takes a portion of unprocessed vertices from hot partition and assigns them to free threads. Second, when updates are exchanged, between computations, if the updates are applied in an arbitrary fashion, it can lead to a lot of cache misses and copies. To see why this can happen, let's consider this simple example. Let's say that we have a graph with four vertices, which are divided into three partitions. Let's assume that vertices B and C happen to be within the same cache line on core 1. And let's assume that vertices A and D have to send their updates to vertices B and C. In a cache-coherent shared memory multiprocessor, when we are making an update to a data item, the data item is brought to the core that is making the update, and these data items are invalidated on all the other cores. So in this specific example, there are several ways by which we can make the updates. One bad way of doing that would be when A first sends its update to B, followed by D, and then A sends its update to C, followed by D. When this happens, the cache line that holds vertices B and C can get shuttled between the cores 0 and 2 back and forth. A better way of doing this update would be when A first sends all its update to B and C, followed by D. However, carefully choreographing the thread scheduling to achieve this can be cumbersome, and it can lead to other performance issues. Gray solves this problem with the help of updates batching. That is, each partition groups its updates to a particular destination partition and then applies its updates in a round-robin fashion. For example, partition 0 first takes all the updates to partition 1 and applies it, and then to partition 2, and so on and so forth. Well, these optimizations all look good on paper, but how well they work in practice? But that's the topic for evaluation. For now, I'll move on to the section on transactions on graph. Grace lets you make structural changes to a graph in a transactional manner. For example, you can begin a transaction and add or delete edges or vertices or change edge weights and commit a transaction. Behind the covers, transactions are implemented using snapshot isolation. That is, when you begin a transaction, a read-only snapshot of the graph is created, and all the changes you make are put in a temporary buffer against this snapshot. When you are about to commit the transaction, these changes are compared against the existing state of the graph, and if there are no conflicting updates, the transaction goes ahead to commit into the durable store. This is a pretty straightforward implementation of snapshot isolation. However, there are two interesting things to note here. First, since Grace maintains its in-memory vertices and edges in the form of a log, we can very easily create read-only graph snapshots using copy-on-write techniques. However, there is a downside to this. Grace tries to take advantage of vertex layouts and get a good performance. However, when we are making the update, we are not changing the vertices or edges directly in place. Instead, we are appending the changes to the end of the log, which gives good properties such as transactions, but unfortunately can affect the careful layout that we once got. The way to handle this would be to periodically rearrange the vertices that get changed and their neighbors. Now I'll move on to the evaluation. We evaluated Grace with two graphs. We used a web graph, which has about 90 million vertices and around 270 million edges. It's a sparse graph with an average degree of around 3. And we also used the Orkut graph, which has about 3 million vertices and approximately 220 million edges. This is relatively denser with an average vertex degree of around 80. We used a variety of workloads. We used nhop neighboring queries, breadth-first search, depth-first search, and iterative workloads such as PageRank, weakly connected components, and shortest path. We evaluated the system on two different multi-core architectures. We used Intel Xeon 12 cores, where there are two chips, each chip with 6 cores, and also used an AMD Opteron with 48 cores, where there are 4 chips with 12 cores each. Instead of going through all the results, I'm going to focus only on those results that pertain to the following three questions. First, how well graph partitioning and placement work? And second, how useful are techniques such as load balancing and updates batching on multi-core systems? And third, how does Grace compare to other alternative solutions? Let's look at the first question, which is how well partitioning and placement work. Here, I'm going to focus only on the results from the Intel platform. I'm showing two figures here. On the left, I show the result from the Orkut graph, and on the right, I show the result from the web graph. On the x-axis, I show the number of partitions into which these graphs are divided. And on the y-axis, I show the speed up gained by the page rank. The speed up here is measured with respect to a configuration where the entire graph is loaded into one single partition without any of the optimizations. And on each of these figures, there are three dashed lines. The green line represents the case where the graph is divided using hash partition, and the red line represents the heuristic, and the black for the matrix partition. There are some unsurprising trends that we can notice here. For example, as you increase the number of partitions, the workload gains some performance improvement, and this happens because the parallelism increases, so the workload performs better. However, there are some surprising results here as well. First, for small number of partitions, the graph partitioning algorithm didn't make a difference. More specifically, when the number of partitions were 6 or fewer, it really didn't matter whether you used graph partitioning algorithm or very simple hash partitioning algorithm. And the reason for this behavior happened to be that when the number of partitions were fewer, all those partitions happened to fit within the cores of a single chip in the Intel platform. And communicating within a chip is much cheaper, and therefore, the advantage you get from graph partitioning algorithm really didn't make a big difference. Now, to these graphs, I'm going to add three more lines. And each of these lines represent the case where the vertices within each of the partition are rearranged according to their graph locality. To give you an example, the red solid line represents the case where the graph is partitioned using heuristic partitioning, and the vertices within each of those partition are rearranged using spectral partitioning algorithm. And we can see that vertex placement gives us a really good speed up. We verified the reason for the speed up by measuring the cache and TLB misses, and we found that the number of cache misses across all the levels, L1, L2, and L3, and the data TLB misses decrease significantly. Three, we can find that for the sparse graphs such as web graph, the careful vertex arrangement works much better when the graph was partitioned using the graph partitioning algorithm. And this happens because graph partitioning algorithm tends to put neighbors together in the same partitioning, which gives more opportunity for the vertex placement algorithm to place them close together. Next, I'll move on to the second question, which is how well load balancing and updates batching work. Here also, I show two figures. On the left, I show the results from the Orkut graph, and on the right, I show the results from the web graph. The x-axis remains the same, which is the number of partitions into which we divide the graph, and y-axis shows the speed up gained by the page rank. Here, the speed up is measured with respect to a case where the graph is already partitioned using heuristic partitioning, and the vertices are already rearranged to take advantage of their locality. That is, this is the speed up in addition to the speed up we gained from the previous slides. And on each figure, I show two lines. The black line represents the case when we used just load balancing, and the red line shows the case when we used load balancing along with updates batching. And we can see that for web graph, the load balancing and updates batching really didn't make a big impact. The reason for this behavior is that web graph is really sparse, so the graph partitioning algorithm already created well-balanced graph partitions, so load balancing didn't give us a good benefit. And since it is a sparse graph, the number of updates you have to send from each vertex to its neighboring vertices is small, and therefore updates batching also didn't give us a good benefit. However, for R-code graph, we can see that updates batching really improved the performance well. And we wanted to find the reasons for this behavior, so we measured the number of retired memory load operations that hit a sibling core within the same chip or the remote chip. And the results are shown in the bar graph below. On this bar graph on x-axis, I show two pairs of bars. The left pair of bars represent the number of load operations that hit another core within the same chip, and the right pairs of bars represent the number of load operations that hit a remote chip. And we can, and within each bar, the black bar represents the load balancing, whereas the red bar represents the case when we use updates batching as well. And we can see that when we use updates batching, the number of load operations that hit either a sibling core or a remote chip decreases considerably, which reasons out the improvement in the performance. Now we can move on to the third question, which is how well Grace compared to other systems. We compared Grace with two other systems, a Berkeley DB, which is a popular key value store, and Neo4j, which is an open source graph database. Neither Berkeley DB nor Neo4j provide support for creating multiple graph partitions and to run workloads in parallel. Therefore, to be fair, we loaded the entire graph into one single partition in Grace. Since Grace works from completely in memory, we also turned the in-memory mode on Berkeley DB. However, on Neo4j, there is no in-memory support. Therefore, we scanned the entire graph in order to fetch it to memory before running the workloads. On x-axis, I show a variety of workloads. We have three hop and four hop neighboring queries, which asks a vertex for its three hop or four hop of neighbors, and then the breadth first search and depth first search, and a couple of iterative workloads. And on the y-axis, I show the running time in second. Note that the y-axis is in log scale. And we can see that across all the workloads, Grace runs much better than the alternative systems. And there are a couple of reasons for this good performance. First, we turned on the vertex placement optimization, which lets us take advantage of the graph-specific locality. And second, since Grace is specifically built to handle graphs, its data structures are much more compact and well-aligned within the cache. Unfortunately, in a general-purpose system such as Berkeley DB, this happens to be not the case. There are a lot more results in the paper, and I encourage you all to look at them. With that, I come to the conclusion of the talk. As the number of applications and graph data grow more, special-purpose graph processing systems are going to become more and more important. And Grace explores one particular point in this design space where it tries to take advantage of graph-specific locality and optimizations on multicores. We tried a number of optimizations. Some of them worked well. Others worked sometimes, but not always. For example, carefully placing the vertices in memory almost always gave us a good performance. However, techniques such as graph partitioning and updates batching worked on some cases, but not all the times. Unfortunately, load balancing didn't give us a good performance because the graph partitioner already created good, very well balanced partitions for us. With that, I conclude, and thank you for your time. Yeah, that's a pretty good question. So there is a fine trade-off between creating well-balanced partitions and trying to do load balancing, right? So Typically, when you consider creating well-balanced partitions, you think about how many vertices each of those partitions have. So you can tune your graph partitioning algorithm to create partitions with almost same number of vertices in each of the partition. But unfortunately, if you have some dynamic workload that depends on some other criteria, for example, number of high degree vertices in each of the partition, then it's impossible to think all those things ahead of time and create well-balanced partitions. So you need some kind of dynamic load balancing mechanism in such cases to handle them. For the workloads that we ran for the graphs we had, this happened to be not the case.